AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's made an unannounced trip to Ukraine and used a guitar in an effort to boost spirits amid a fierce new Russian offensive. Sagar Magani has the story.
In a Kyiv bar, Blinken said Ukrainians are suffering and their soldiers are fighting.
Not just for a free Ukraine, but for the free world.
And on stage with a local band. Played rhythm guitar and sang to a Neil Young classic. The performance came amid what analysts have called one of the most dangerous moments for Ukraine since Russia's full-scale invasion started. Blinken said billions of dollars in American military aid is on the way.
And that's going to make a real difference.
Moscow's forces have been hammering the northeastern Kharkiv region.
The people are under attack. Civilians and warriors, everybody.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky pleaded with Blinken for more Patriot air defense systems. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Biden administration's told key lawmakers it's sending a new package of more than $1 billion in arms and ammunition to Israel. That word from congressional aides. It would be the first arms shipment to Israel since the administration put delivery of 3,500 bombs on hold earlier this month. Day two of testimony from Michael Cohen at Donald Trump's hush money trial. Julie Walker on the cross-examination.
The prosecution had already gotten Cohen to admit to a sordid past of lies and jail time for perjury. Now the defense will make the case he's a liar who can't be believed. One of the last things Cohen told jurors was that he regrets the lies, but he doesn't regret working for Trump. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Three states holding primary elections, Nebraska, Maryland, and West Virginia, where Governor Jim Justice has won the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. This is AP News. The UN says escalating Israeli military operations in both southern and northern Gaza have displaced more than 500,000 Palestinians in recent days, and aid workers are struggling with dwindling supplies. Conflicts and natural disasters left a record number of people, nearly 76 million, displaced within their own countries last year. Charles de Ledesma has details.
Violence in Sudan, Congo, and the Middle East together drove two-thirds of the new movement. The Internal Displacement Monitoring Center study finds the number of internally displaced people had jumped by 50% over the past 5 years. The displacement of more than 9 million people in Sudan at the end of 2023 was a record for a single country. The group reported a total of 3.4 million movements within Gaza in the last quarter of 2023, as many people moved more than once. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.